Do you work with negative people? Do you? See, I don't get that. I'm kind of this positive person, and I don't really get negativity, particularly at work. Well, joining us right now is Paul Peters. He's a business owner, and he's a best-selling author, and he's a workplace expert. Good morning. How are you, Paul?
Doing great, Simon. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. So this isn't a shocker, is it? Right? If you work around negative people, they're going to bring you down.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. Misery loves company, as they say.
So so what is happening?
I think what you have, a situation, you know, a negativity is just basically underlying fear manifesting through, you know, how people communicate, either through gossip, slander, criticism, different things like that. You know, I tell people when you're around negative people, what they are showing more of their own character than what they're criticizing you about. And so, you know, one of the things is we can't completely eliminate negativity. You'd have to take up the heart and soul of man to do that. But you can definitely, especially in a workplace environment, you can set clear standards, what's allowable and what's not allowable.
Well, I mean, just bring in donuts. That'll get rid of all your negativity in a heartbeat, won't it?
But then you have a bigger problem. You have a heart disease and obesity, yes.
Well, you see, look at you being all negative there, huh?
I know, look at that. Right,
wow.
Exactly.
Well, all right, just for you, we'll bring in bagels.
That's right. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against donuts.
There you go. Yes. I mean, it does seem that you're either like that or you're not like that. And if you are like that, there really isn't much you can do to change it. But it's the effect it has on other people. I don't know that somebody negative all the time is going to bring me down.
Well, it can. It's interesting. There's a thing I often share with other people. The people you hang with and the books you read will define who you will be as a person. And so you have to proactively avoid negative people because they will influence you. You know, you can't necessarily eliminate complete negativity, but you can definitely set boundaries. So, you know, multiple books have been written about that. But as a business owner, what I have done, we have brought in consultants who are experts in culture and create an environment where if there is negativity because you have somebody who is dealing with some issues that they just maybe they were offended by or disagree with, you can work with those individuals and see if there is the opportunity for change. Anybody, I believe, really can change. It's just a matter of do they want to. If they don't want to, then they won't change. So I think you can eliminate or set a clear boundary on what is allowable in a workplace, and that's something we've tried to do by having cultural experts come in.
So you're a nurture person. There's always the nature versus nurture argument, isn't there? You're a nurture person. I think you're born who you are, and I think if you have kids, you pretty much know that to be accurate. You need more than one kid to prove that point, though.
I have five, so they're all different.
Right. Well, then you know, right? There's not much you can do. The kids are born who they are and who they're going to be. I mean, you have the ability to screw that up, right? If you don't love them, if you beat them up, if you're really mean and nasty and do other unmentionable things to your children, you will change who they are. But if you don't do any of that and you just love them and teach them right from wrong, which is really a parent's primary role, they're going to be who they were born to be, aren't they?
Correct. You said something very profound. I don't know if you did it on purpose, but you did a great job. If you provide an environment that's positive and nurturing, the child will grow into who they were supposed to be. When you allow negativity or you breed negativity through criticism, you're going to basically form something in a child that was not natural and who they're supposed to be. And I think that's very important. We as employers have that opportunity to quote be parents to our employees to make sure we're training them to work and live in a respectful, trusting environment. I think that's the key, is you have to have the environment to create the positive outcome you want.
There you go. All right. That's exactly what the team here at Good Morning Orlando think of me. Profound. That's the word
they most often
use when they're talking about me. Right, Lizzie?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I see. I caught Lizzie in the middle of eating a donut, I think.
No.
She's munching on something, I can tell you that. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Paul. If people want to find out more about you, where do they go?
They can find me at paulpeters.online, but Simon, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
You too. You take care. Have a great day. See?